Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. Eye on the World, indeed. The Torino scale, asteroid, 1 in 83 chance. What does all that mean, Bob?
It means that they have discovered an asteroid. It's estimated, it's mid-estimated at size. It's 200 feet across, which is the size of a building, essentially. It was discovered in 24, and they have determined now that it has a 1 in 83 chance of hitting the Earth in December 2032, which is, 8 years away. That chance is over 1%, which puts it at the top of the Torino scale of dangerous asteroids. They are looking at this asteroid, of course, very closely. Its size, however, could range as much as 130 feet across to 320 feet across, which means it could be a 30-story building or a 10-story building. That's the thing. And now, the chance of impact still is small, but it's the highest thing we have right now. If it should hit the Earth, it's likely going to produce a result similar to the Chelyabinsk meteor impact in 2013. That one wasn't so much when it hit the ground that was a problem. It was that it exploded close to the ground, producing shock waves that caused a lot of damage in the town, in the region of Chelyabinsk, Russia, including about 400 people who were injured from broken glass. That's one possibility. The other possibility is it could hit the ocean, and that carries some risk of tsunamis. At the moment, they estimate its path will cross from South America to Africa, across the Atlantic and the Southern Hemisphere. That's all very uncertain at this moment, and we still don't know if it's going to hit the Earth. It has a flyby in 28, so they're going to do a lot more observations of it then, and that'll give us a lot more information and a better idea of what to look for. This is not a doomsday thing, but it's definitely something we need to look at closely to be prepared for it should it hit the Earth.
Right, a bad afternoon in Paris. All right. Bennu, a good asteroid. What have they found, Bob?
Yes, these are the samples brought back from the Ceres-Rex. They've now done some analysis. A lot of reports, and NASA, of course, pushing this. They found the elements of life. No, that's not the story. This is a carbon-based, carbonaceous chondrite asteroid, so it's got lots of organic material already on it, because organic material is made of carbon, has carbon in it. That doesn't mean life at all. But they did find a lot of molecules on it that are, you know, basic to life. What's significant about the discovery here is it's a great deal now, much better idea of the makeup of the solar system in its primitive state in the early days of the solar system. We've never had a good measure because the fragile molecules that are on chondrite asteroids get destroyed when they come through the atmosphere. The meteorite census we've got is incomplete. Going to an asteroid in space helps complete that census, and that's what these results have done. It tells us that the early solar system was extremely rich in a lot of molecules, organic molecules, and that tells us how our solar system was created. It gives us a better idea of how it was created. It also tells us a lot, helps scientists analyze objects in space now and what's going on there that we don't understand. We'll have a better idea because we'll have an idea of what kind of molecules are there now.
This is the remains of the mission called OSIRIS-REx, but the OSIRIS-APEX, Bob reported earlier, they repositioned the probe, and the probe is now passed through the sun and it's headed to Apophis, another asteroid in the future we could worry about. Bob,
yes.
Juno is in orbit around Jupiter. What it's found on Io is a mystery to me. What are we looking at?
Yes, using several instruments, one of which was an infrared detector and their camera as well. Scientists have determined that one of the largest volcanic events happened on Juno over the last 2 years. A very large area, a magma lake under the ground, has heated up the surface near the south pole of Juno. Very large event. They've seen changes on the surface as well. They're going to do another flyby in March where they get more data on this. This is about 40,000 square miles across. That's as big as Lake Superior.
Right.
So this is a big deal, and it's kind of exciting.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.